又放光明明寂静，此瓜能嚼烂一者，令其原力贪慧痴，心不动摇而正定，舍利一切恶知识，无意谈说杂染横。赞叹禅定恶人要，是故得称此光明。啊，今天呢真是很妙，讲这个恶人要，就是讲这个十二头陀横啊，十二头陀横也就是讲这个禅定寂静，又放光明明寂静，这个寂静也就是禅定啊，修啊坐禅三昧，慈光能搅烂意者，这个禅定啊就能啊对治这个散乱。没有定力的人呢就要修定力啊，修定力就没有散乱了啊，没有烂意，烂意也就是散乱，这个心散乱的啊，心里啊很烦的，想往那一坐啊，他这个心呢就好像个猴子似的，又好像个兔子似的，他蹦来蹦去，跳上跳下的，也不老实啊。那么令其远离贪慧痴，令这个人呢远离这一切贪心，贪就是贪淫欲啊，慧就嗔慧发脾气，痴就是愚痴，就是无明。心不动摇而正定，这心里呀没有一切散乱了，它就有啊寂静，有动不动摇就是定了，而正定而得到正定了。舍离一切恶知识啊，那么你要有定力，你就认识啊什么是善知识，什么是恶知识。善知识啊，它是没有一切执着，没有一切贪心，不自私的，没有妒忌，没有障碍的啊，没有共高我慢的，这善知识。一切恶知识，恶知识是什么呢？就是自私自利啊，妒忌障碍，共高我慢啊，这一切一切都是自私自利，为自己呀做着想，这就叫恶知识。无意谈说杂染横，也没有意义的这种说话，没有意义这种的道理啊，这种染污法啊，染污杂染横啊，就是染污的这种行为，就是不干净不清净的行为啊，都要啊舍离它。赞叹禅定恶良药啊，恶难绕，赞叹呢，这个寂静法，赞叹呢，这个思维修这种法，啊，赞叹呢，寂静处，恶难绕啊，是梵语，词云叫寂静处，就是啊，坐禅那个清净的地方，是故得称此光明啊，因为这个才得到啊。成就这种的光明，这种啊寂静三昧的这种光明。什么问题吧？
就是为什么只有读的一个人，还是很多法门，有什么道理？
在西方这儿啊。出家无论哪一个比丘、比丘尼、沙弥、沙弥尼，愿意还许愿，我是也一样欢迎的。随时愿意出家都可以，随时愿意还许都可以的。Everything OK, no problem。像中国那个这一还许的人呢，那就不要理他了。所以我不鼓励人还许，但是。也不拒绝人欢许。
说。
懂我哩。
I'd like to say that I was sorry about yesterday because I had been told wrong and then I just really got confused about it because people told me different things about it and all sorts of things. Like some people said you go first and they go last, or some people said you go after them and so on. But yesterday I found out.And, did Nemo the turtle, not all of them. For all you guys who were worrying about those turtles upstairs, we gave them a bath today. And there's only one sad thing. Three of the turtles have died so far. We think it's because it's dry up there, and they've been in boxes for a long time.And a couple of them had leeches and things on them. And it just doesn't look like they've been too happy for a long time. But I think they'll be happy when we let them go. Because they were sure happy in the bathtub. They bobbed up and down. And there was one especially funny one.He would swim around with his head up under the water, up out of the water. And there was another one who kept his head in the shell, but all you saw was these four legs. And you saw this turtle shell move along with four legs and no head. And Jew and I couldn't understand why the little turtle didn't let his head out. He was just swimming along under there with no head out.And he was alive all right because his legs were moving and pushing him forward and everything. But he wasn't very smart because he didn't stick his head out. And then there was one batch. Half of them were on the bottom and half of them were on the top of the tub. And then the next 10 that we put in the bathtub, they all stayed on the bottom.They were like rocks laying on the bottom of a lake or something. They didn't want to move. They just stayed down on the bottom. Some of them swam around, but they never came to the top until we had to take them out. And some of them is sad sight because there's one that looks like when he was a little turtle.Or maybe he was just ready to be made into turtle soup. He's got a big scar on his shell. It's a big break in his shell, and it looks like it's healed over a little bit. But he had a big break in his shell. And it was really sad, because it just looked like somebody was ready to chop him into pieces, but then they saw this sickness or something on him, so they didn't chop him.For the turtles that have died, nobody needs to worry because we're going to get new ones. We're going to get three more ones. So we'll still have 100 turtles. We won't have 97. Have to have an even number. We're going to upgrade them.
And I think whoever goes in there should say the WHO as much as they know of it, because that way Guan Yin will come down and help the turtles. And I've been doing that. And I'll tell you three of the turtles' names. Five of the turtles are named. There's one pretty big one. His name is George. Then there's one named Anon. And one named Pearl. And another one is named Snake. And Simon. And then there's two more. Green Elephant and White Elephant. They're two turtles. White Elephant, I named him that because his back is all white. And Anon named Green Elephant because she was the first one that she touched, I think she touched it. And there was one funny thing that happened when we first let the turtles out. Shofu came in to look at the turtles. He picked up one of the turtles and almost hit it on Guofang's head. And Anon and Guofang went screaming out of the room where the turtles were. And every time you pick up a turtle and say, why don't you give him a pat on the back, they go screaming out of the room. Or if you walk over and look out the window or something, and the turtles are walking like this to him, you have to run back and pick up the turtles and set them in a different direction so they won't go near Anon or Guofang. And if anybody's going to go in the room where the turtles are, they should be very careful.
Yu Fang Guang Ning Ming Hui Yan. Yu Fang Yi Dong Guang Ning, the Four Pusa, Wei the Jiao Hua Chung Sheng. Fang Chu Yi Dong Guang Ning, Jiao Hui Yan San Mei Guang Ning. Jiu Shi Yong the Chi Hui Lai Zhuang Yan. Chi Dong Guang Ning, 能教悟这一切愚迷的众生，愚迷众生得到这种的光明，就会生智慧了，令其正地解缘起，这个令这一切的众生啊都明白这个四谛法，并且呀、也证得呀这个四谛的真正的道理，由这个四谛而正果啊，又明白呀这一切的缘起啊性空，也就是啊明白十二因缘的升起，十二因缘呢这个道理他明白了，诸根智慧系通达，他能以啊六根互用，六根呢的智慧互相啊通达无碍啊，这个六根互用，这是一种啊不可思议的境界，要证得啊这种果，才能啊得到这种六根的互用的这种境界，要能正体结缘起，诸根智慧系通达，再得日灯三昧法，智慧光明成佛果。 国财积极皆能舍，非菩提故求正法。闻已专勤为众说，是故得成此光明。你要能证得这个罗汉的果位，明白这个四谛法，又明白这个十二因缘的法，升起的法，诸根智慧系通达，你又能以六根互用，得到啊这种不可思议的境界，才得日灯三昧法，你就能得到这个智慧光明，犹如太阳，犹如灯啊，这种三昧的法门，来呀，普照一切众生，智慧光明成佛果。你有这种的智慧，能放这种的光明啊，那么不久将来呀，就会成就这个佛的果位。在你呀没成佛之前修菩萨道，国财积己皆能舍啊，你的自己的国家，甚至于这所有一切的财产和自己这个生命、身心性命，都能以舍啊，都能以做布施啊，舍给一切的众生。舍给一切众生，为菩提故求正法。为什么能舍果成妻子和自己的身心性命呢？就因为要求这个菩提法，求菩提这个正法，为求这个菩提教道一切的正法而发这种的心。闻已专勤为众说，那么自己闻到佛菩萨所说的这个四谛法和十二因缘法和这个六度万恒这种种的法门，那么专勤呢，就是专心致志。这个专呢，就是专一，就是对于这个弘扬佛法这个事情要专一，无论什么地方，随时随地都要为众生说法啊，为众生来演说这个妙法啊。是故得成此光明。你要能这样子为众生来说这个佛法，你就能成就这种的智慧光明，来庄严你自己的法身。又放光明明佛慧，慈光觉悟诸寒食，令见无量无边佛，个个坐宝莲华上，赞佛威德及解脱，说佛自在无有量，显示佛力及神通，是故得成此光明。 又放光明，明无畏，慈光照除恐怖者。非人所持诸毒害，一切劫令即除灭，能于众生思无畏，欲有恼害皆劝之，成绩恶难孤穷者，一世得成此光明。又放光明，明安隐，此光能照疾病者，令除一切诸苦痛，悉得正定三昧乐。佛菩萨又放了一种光明，这种光明呢叫佛慧三昧光明，有佛的智慧，慈光皎悟诸寒食，这种光啊能令一切众生，这寒食也就是众生，都皎悟了，令见无量无边佛，令这个一切众生啊，在这种的光明照耀之下啊，得见着啊无量无边那么多的这个佛菩萨，个个坐宝莲华上，所有的佛呀都结跏趺坐，坐这个大宝莲华的上边，诸佛威德即解脱，赞佛威德即解脱，这个在光里头现佛，佛呀坐到宝莲花上，又赞叹一切诸佛的威德和这个解脱道啊，这种啊微妙，诸佛自在，说佛自在无有量，这个广说一切诸佛呀，这个自在神力和这个解脱的这种的无上的道啊，都无量无边那么多，显示佛力及神通，在这种啊光里边又显示啊佛的种种方便的力量和种种的神通妙用，是故得成此光明，因为这个所以啊才能啊成就这种的这个佛慧三昧的光明。又放光明，明无畏，又放一种光明啊，这种光明叫无畏三昧光明啊，除一切的众生一切恐怖，慈光照除恐怖者，这种光明照除众生的这恐惧心，众生啊要是恐惧啊，他能啊除去一切的恐惧，非人所持诸毒害呀、啊、这个这一种啊恶人啊，他没有什么人性的这个人，他呀专门害人的这一类的人所持，他们所拿的这一切的毒药啊，或者呀、啊、 种种的杀人的利器啊来害人，一切劫令即除灭。那么这种种害人的毒药啊和一切的武器啊都令他很快就没有了，很快都消灭了，能与众生思无畏，能在这个众生里边呢广思这个无畏于一切众生。遇有恼害皆劝之，遇到啊有这个想恼烂众生的这个人呢，就劝他令他停止，不要啊伤害一切众生，所以啊皆劝之。成绩恶难孤穷者啊，那么救济一切这个困苦艰难的孤苦伶仃的这个贫穷的这一类的人，于是得称此功名。因为常常以这个无畏思于众生，所以就啊得到这个无畏三昧的光明，又放光明名安稳，又放出一种光明叫安稳三昧，非常的平安的。此光能照疾病者，这种光啊能以把一切众生的疾病都给啊消除了，消除一切众生的疾病啊，令除一切诸苦痛啊，令一切众生啊都远离一切的这个痛苦，远离一切的疾病，悉得正定三昧乐，都得到啊这个正定正受这种三昧的快乐。这个观音期啊就快打完了，但是我觉得参加这个观音期的人呢，有的是很诚心的，有的就不诚心，就是啊随喜功德啊，自己呀没有真正发心来诚心诚意的打这个观音期，致使啊随着旁人呢去做去。那么为什么说不诚心呢？这念观音菩萨的时候啊要坐那儿念呢，应该把眼睛闭上的，不要东张西望的，不要听见有一个什么动静啊有什么声音就啊随着这个声音就去看或者就听。真正打观音期的人啊雨也打不透，风也吹不漏啊，月不能漏，风也吹不透，这是什么意思呢？就是要啊念兹在兹，一心呢用功啊，不管旁的闲事啊，不能啊听见楼上有一个声音，这个心就跑到楼上去了啊，外边有一个声音就跑到外边去了，随这个境界转啊。这个念观音菩萨要像念的那个流水一样啊，川流不息的啊，这个念也就是三昧啊，念观音的三昧啊。俺们坐那儿的时候不要管闲事，走路的时候走着念的时候也不要管闲事，不要眼睛东张西望啊，南看看北看看啊， 那么眼睛看什么地方呢？只是看前边，我前面这个人呢，这个脚底下，啊，我前面这个人脚底下为什么要看呢？如果不看呢，我走路很容易就走到前边这个人身上，啊，这是走路的时候念观音菩萨啊，不要东张西望的，坐那儿也不要东张西望的啊，无论什么时候都是啊，把观音菩萨啊放到自己那个心上边啊，不要忘了他啊。这个拜佛的时候也不要听见旁人有什么动静我就把头啊转过来看看旁人，或者呀往这边看看其他的人，这个都是啊不恭敬佛。你拜佛呀，就要专心致志，要啊就想啊这个佛就是在我面前，我这个给佛叩头，佛呀就现在我面前啊，不要东张西望的啊，不要这个净管闲事。修道的人是啊要时时刻刻都关心啊，管自己不管其他的人啊，就是旁头有什么动静啊，也不要也不要去管，因为这有人管事的啊，有人管事，有人呢这个来护持这个道场，你不需要啊那么样散啊，拜佛啊，听见旁人有个什么声音就抬起头看了啊，我看很多人呢都是这样子，所以你不得念佛三昧，不得到好处，就因为这样子。你要是专心来呀，拜佛也专心，念佛也专心，一切一切都是啊专一其心，你一定能得到啊这个观音菩萨放光加倍你。你没得到就因为你不专一，所以今天呢这个观音菩萨观音期已经啊快圆满了，我呀告诉你们最后这一个时间呢要特别努力，不要把它马马虎虎就过去了啊，说你参加在金山寺打观音期来着，是啊啊，你得到什么好处没有？没有啊，这是太给金山寺倒架子了，所以各位要特别注意啊，无论哪一个，你就是安安来参加这观音期，也要特别念观音菩萨。我听今天晚间呢，这国方也念观音菩萨来的，但是啊，你不要东看看西看看，不要净看人，要自己看看自己啊，要回光返照。在晚间呢，这个大回向的时候，这个每一个人呢，更应该拿出你的真至诚恳切心。咱们应该呀、自己生大惭愧啊，为什么我就见不着观音菩萨来放光照我呢，甘露啊来给我灌顶呢啊，要时时刻刻的诚心诚意啊，在这个晚间呢这个大回向的时候这很重要的。你们哪一个人呢这应该呀特别拿出你们的真心来啊，在这个时候啊不要马马虎虎的这个一天的功夫啊就在这个晚间呢回向啊，这是很要紧的。你们因为不知道啊，还那么随随便便，所以也没有得到什么益处啊。那么时间呢是很快的，在最后啊，俺们一定要得到最后的胜利，要啊，在这个就要圆满了。这一几天呢，要得到这个念观音菩萨的三昧啊。咱们这里边虽然说有不诚心的，但是也有诚心的。有的在这个观音期得到很大的利益。 但是你要问是谁嘛，反正不是你啊，你不需要知道，因为你要知道啊，我也知道，他也知道了，这个人就生大妒忌心。那么我知道，我就不叫你知道。嗯，有没有？有。又卡的啊，不又开人。
This story has some cause and effect in it, but I'll just say it's called Fatty and Thinny. See, one time there was these two guys, one of them was fat and one of them was thin. They went around hunting, Jensen. And they'd try to catch it and they'd try to catch it. But it was really hard to catch it because it would go under the ground for 500 years, and then when it came up, if you could catch it, you could have a long life. Because it had a long life, and it was shaped like a person. And so every time the Jensen sees a Jensen hunter coming, it slips under the ground and stays there for 500 years, and then it comes up after 500 years. But one time they spotted some Jensen, and they wiled around it and they trapped it so it couldn't go down under the ground. And it was a piece of Jensen about this high. And they caught it and they said, well, if we bring it to the emperor is going to give us a whole lot of jewels and things for it so that he can have a long life. So then Thinny, who was thin and he was fast, and he had a fast mind, but Fatty was slow and he just wobbled along and he wasn't very smart. Thinny got the idea, well, what if I push Fatty off the cliff? That way then I'll get all the money to myself. So they went around and there was this big gorge. And Thinny went like that to Fatty, and Fatty went rolling down the cliff and splat. Then Thinny goes, goodbye, Flatty, because, you know, Fatty from 150 feet onto the flat ground. So Thinny went on, and he knew he had to cross the border with it. And he knew, well, if I try to cross the border with it, the border guards are going to say, well, you can't cross the border with this piece of Jensen. And then they'd take the Jensen away from him, and they'd take it to the king, and they'd get all the money. But Thinny was so smart, he thought up an idea. He went and he bought a coffin. Since the Jensen looked like a human, like a man, he said, when he put it in the coffin and he shut the coffin and everything, and he started to cross the border, and the border guard said, what's this? And he was sort of sniffling and crying, and he goes, that's my old dead father. And they go, well, we'll have to pry open the coffin and make sure, because they were suspicious. And Thinny goes, uh-oh, there it goes. And when they opened the coffin, there it was. The Jensen was there, but it looked like a man. The Jensen had been under the ground for so long, it had been able to transform. So it transformed into a man. It had been able to transform. So it transformed into a man. And Thinny said, well, that must mean that the Jensen's on my side. Then he took it to the king and he sold it to him, and he got so much money that when he walked back to his little house, all the land that he walked on was his. And all the wells that he drank from every time he went to the emperor, they were all his water. And when he got home, he decided, well, I'm going to make my house a little bigger. So he made this huge mansion. It was all made out of bricks. And in every brick, there was gold inlaid in the bricks. And there were jewels around the windows. And it was a really expensive house. And then one time, Skinny fell asleep. And he dreamt that he saw somebody coming over his land, sort of wobbling. And then when he came closer, he saw that it was Fatty. And Fatty says, "Here I come." And then he had gotten married. And his wife was ready to have a baby. And when Fatty said, "Here I come," he woke up and he heard his baby crying. And his baby would cry and cry and cry day and night. And finally they gave it to something to play with. But the thing that they gave it to play with was break. And the baby took it and he broke it. And the baby laughed and laughed and laughed. And then he started crying. So Thinny knew that he had to give him something to break all the time. So the baby kept breaking things and breaking things. And after a while, his fortune started dwindling because the baby would go through a set of dishes in an hour and a half, right? And they had to buy new sofas and everything. But when the baby got to be 7 or 8, like he'd pick up a chair and he'd throw it through the window, or he'd take his brand new slingshot and he'd shoot all the windows out in town. So all of a sudden, Thinny wasn't so rich anymore. And he was getting ready, and he was old, and he was ready to die. And he told his son, "In order for you to live after I die, you're going to have to sell the house. And don't make any of those false deals like you've been doing." Like, he'd go and he'd spend $1 million on some deal that he knew was going to be a bad deal. Like, some guy would come into town and say, "I've got this water from the Fountain of Youth." And his son would buy the whole wagon full, right? And the guy would charge him $35 a bottle or something. And he'd buy the whole wagon. Or he'd go and he'd spend $1 million in some deal that he knew wasn't going to work out. Like microfilm in 1820, right? So he's trying to, he hired some inventor for $30,000 an hour to invent a car or a horseless carriage. And his father said, "If you sell the house, you got to remember that every brick is inlaid with gold." And then his father died. And of course, he went out and he sold the house for like $150. And it was really worth over $3 million. And that's the way the cause and effect works in there. Thinny killed Fatty, and then Fatty came back to be his son, who ruined the whole fortune that he had got with the gents.
Si yi liang yao, jiu zheng sheng. 妙宝验命相图体，酥有如蜜从饮食，一世得成此光明。思以良药，思就是布施，布施啊，种种的良药。 救种种的病患，种种的疾苦，有一切的病患，那么用一切的药来治。这所谓良药，对这个病就是良药，不对这个病呢就是毒药。所以这个吃药啊，一定要对症下药，啊。 这个病好了，这个药就是良药；病要是不好，这就是毒药。那么众生 的病多数是贪嗔痴慢疑，能以用这个六度四地十二因缘这种种的妙法来治这个种种的病患，妙宝验命相图体。妙宝也就是啊，这个药啊，对症了，把这个病好了，这就是啊一种妙宝验命，令这个命啊生命验成了。香图体，或者用这个香油啊，点灯啊，这个墨香涂身，种种的香花饮食来供养佛，酥油如蜜充饮食，酥油用这个酥油来点灯，用这个或者呀做这个饮食，如就是哪一类的，络生酥熟酥提壶这等等的，蜜就是蜜糖，这也是啊用种种的妙法来啊对治众生的疾病，给众生啊做这个甘露的饮食，充饮食，充作呀众生的饮食，于是得成此光明。以这种的这个修行的法门才得到啊这种的这个安隐的这种的光明三昧。光明明见佛，此光皎悟讲末者，令虽意念见如来，命中得生其净果，见有临终勤念佛，又是尊相令瞻经，必以佛所必于佛所身归养，是故得成此光明。又放光明明见佛，十方诸佛菩萨又放一种啊光明三昧，这个光明三昧的名字就叫见佛光明三昧。在这光中啊能见着十方一切诸佛，此光皎悟讲末者，这种光明啊是为的照将要临命终的人，将末者就是将欲临命终的人，临命终的人得到佛这种光明照耀，他就会啊发菩提心，求生啊极乐世界，令随意念见汝来，见着这种光明啊，令这种将要死的人，他就啊可以想念这个见佛了，意念就是啊想起来念佛和见佛，命中得生其净果，等这个将要命中这个人呢，他就能升到这个净度，升到啊这个极乐世界，哎呀，这个净土， 见有临终劝念佛，见有临终的人呢，就应该呀劝他来念佛。人这个念佛呀，俺们平时念啊，就是为了临终的时候准备，临终临命终的时候要能记得念佛，那是最好了。那么为什么不等到临终的时候再念佛，那么在这个生前也就要念呢？就因为啊，你平时要不念，恐怕临终的时候就想不起来念了。如果你能一定有把握说我啊临命终的时候我一定会念佛，那你平时啊不念都可以的啊。但是啊你没有这个把握啊，因为啊人这个将要临终啊，这四大分章的时候神识的昏迷了啊，什么事情啊也想不起来了啊，那个业障障着你想不起来念佛了，所以就要平时啊天天念佛，天天念佛，等到临命终的时候你再能念佛啊，就会啊升到极乐世界去。所以啊最要紧就是临终的一念，所以人临命终的时候自己不能念佛，也请其他人来帮助念，帮助念佛，这都啊会增加菩提心。又是尊相令瞻敬，又啊设立一个阿弥陀佛像，尊相令这个临命终的人呢来看着这个佛像啊，恭敬这个佛像，他也会啊有机会升到极乐世界去。必于佛所身归养啊，使令这个有病的人呢他啊也想起来阿弥陀佛了，也能啊愿意升极乐世界去，深深的皈依而啊敬仰敬仰啊这个佛，是故得成此光明。因为这样的修行啊，你这样的行菩萨道，所以呀啊在成佛成菩萨的时候也就会呀有这种的光明三昧啊，这个光明见佛三昧。创光明明乐法，慈光能搅一切众，令于正法常心乐，听闻言说及书写，法欲尽时能演说，令求法者亦充满，于法爱乐勤修行，是故得成此光明。十方诸佛菩萨又放一种光明，这种光明啊的名字叫乐法三昧光明，就是欢喜这个佛法。要是一听见呢有人讲经说法，他就不吃饭呢也觉得饱了，不穿衣服也不冷了，不睡觉呢也不困了，这个爱乐佛法这种精神呢超过一切，超过呀世间所有的一切爱乐，这叫啊乐法三昧啊。就是一听见呢有人说法就高兴了啊， 俺们这儿啊也有一些个人呢也都不错的，有这个乐法三昧。我常常看见呢有的人有病啊也不休息来听法，有的人呢有很重要的事情他也不去办去，也来听法。有的人有人请他去吃饭，他也不去吃去，也来听法。有人请他去喝酒，他也不去喝去，啊，欢喜来听法。有的人啊，有人请他去跳舞，他也不去跳舞，啊，欢喜来听法。有的人有人请他去看电影或者看戏啊，他也不去啊，看电影不去看戏，来听法。这都是啊啊在佛教里头啊很可造就的人。有的人病得很厉害，甚至于也不能吃饭了，他还来听法，那么听听法呀，这个病也就好了。好像在我在香港有一个人呢，他根本就听不见，是个聋子，但是我讲经啊他一定要来听，那么听听呢啊，这个聋子也能听见了。这个是啊听法的一种不可思议的境界。慈光能搅一切众，这个光明啊，这个乐法三昧光明啊，啊，令一切众生闻到这种的光，见着这种的光，啊，都啊成就这个乐法三昧这种的功德。令于正法常心乐，这种光啊令一切众生啊都欢喜正法啊，只要有人说法，他就怎么样子困难，离着几十里几十个 mile 啊他也来听法啊。听闻言说即书写啊，他听啊这个佛法，他就会演说啊，会记得，记得就会演说，又会来书写啊，用笔把它写出来。法欲尽时能演说，等到啊那个末法时代，他能啊以他所听闻的这个佛法啊来呀、啊、给众生演说，教化众生，令求法者亦充满，使令一切呀、啊、想要闻法修行的这一切的人呢都很满意的啊，都得到啊这个法喜充满的这个这种的思想。于法爱乐勤修行，这个啊就是爱惜这个法啊，把爱旁的爱其他的啥呀财呀，爱财爱爱财爱财这种的心呢都改过来，要爱这个佛法，爱乐佛法，勤修行，要时时刻刻呀都修行这个佛法。这修行啊必须要啊时时刻刻的修行，你不能啊今天修行明天就不修行了，后天又修行啊，修行一天休息十天，修行一天休息十天，这么样是不行的，必须要天天来修行啊，不能停止，那个休息就是停止了啊。不要一日不止十日寒止，一天呢用太阳来晒一晒它啊，那么十天呢都把它高高的那个太阳晒不着的地方叫它冷着， 那是晒不干的。是故得成此光明，因为这样子能愿意听法，愿意说法，愿意依法行持，所以呀、啊、才得到这种的乐法三昧的光明。